Can I just share with you about her and a story? Rabbi Feingold, can I just start with a short about her? It's an interesting Rashi. Last Rashi this week said her. It's quite interesting. I don't know if you ever thought about it. That it says, it's quite famous, the concept is quite famous, but looking at the Rashi, it's actually very interesting. Rashi says, let me just get the Rashi over here. Last Rashi, well, not Mamash last Rashi, but it says in the Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, it describes how Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Asina. Moshe went up to us on Asinai. And it says over here, Vayokom Moshe v'Yoshua m'sholsoi. Moshe Rabbeinu got up together with Yeshua, his servant. Rashi says, what's got to do with Yeshua? What's Yeshua got to do with it? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Asinai. What's Yeshua got to do with anything? So says Rashi, what's Yeshua got to do with anything? Moshe Rabbeinu, the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu went up. What's Yeshua got to do with? What's Rashi answer? Says Rashi, I say, that the Talmud, meaning Yeshua, accompanied his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu till Adamokoim, until the place, Hagvolas Tchumeor, until the border of the mountain. Yeshua was not allowed to go any further up than the border. And from there, from that point, from the border, Moshe Rabbeinu went up himself, Elohim Elohim, Yeshua, not Osham Oeloi, Yeshua put his tent there, when his Akev Sham, and he waited there, he remained there, Kol Mem Yoim, all 40 days. Shekin Motzino, that's what we found, Kshurat Moshe Yeshua, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, Vishma Yeshua is called, Lamadnu Shaloyo, Shaloyo Yeshua Imoim. Rashi says that what happened was, you had the mountain, imagine the mountain over here, the camp of Israel was over here, and the Yidden was it over here? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up here together with Yeshua until the border of the mountain. By the border, over here further up, Yeshua wasn't allowed to go. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go. Moshe Rabbeinu goes there by himself. Yeshua remains over here. Yeshua remains over here. And not only he remains there, but he waits there for 40 days until Moshe Rabbeinu comes back. And there he accompanies him back and he takes him back to the Machne Yisrael. The obvious question, that's what the Pasuk means according to Rashi. Vayokom Moshe v'Yeshua m'sholsei. That's what Rashi says. Shnis Akiv Shom 40 days by Hakubolas Tchumeho. What's the obvious question? Well, what's the point of being there for 40 days? He pitched his tent there at the border. But man, he knew he was going to be there. He knew he was not going to be there for an hour or two. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be there for 40 days. Why are you klotzing there for 40 days, Yeshua? Why do you have to be there for 40 days? I mean, why go back home, have a coffee, have a bit of mazonas, and wait there? Why do you have to pitch your tent by the border of the mountain? What's the point of that? Why do you have to klotz there for 40 days? Why? What's the point of that? You know Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to come next minute. So why do you have to be there for 40 days?
You have to accompany.
I know, but you knew that. Send me a text when you're back, Moshe Rabbeinu, and I'll come and pick you up. Yeah, get a taxi, that's right. Yeah. You are worried about a physical strain. It's more comfortable there. It's more comfortable there.
Obviously it wasn't. Otherwise you would have done that.
Are you saying that it's for comfort? For comfort reason?
No, I'm just saying, whatever reason.
Okay, you're saying that for comfort reason. I want to suggest, okay, I assume, my presumption is, that it's much more comfortable to be back home than to be by the border of the mountain for 40 days. That's it. I don't know.
We know he wasn't married because he didn't get married.
Yeah, I still believe it's more comfortable there. Still believe. Okay. Point taken. What'd you say?
Al-Tifash Masibo,
yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what I don't know if I saw it or I heard it or I thought of it, I'm not sure. Pshat is as follows. That a person, Yeshua Benon, was the closest Talmud to Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that. And we know from elsewhere that he wasn't even the biggest gon, he wasn't even the biggest picker, he was the closest Moshe. He didn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the closest Talmud to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was his yichas, that was the godliness of Yeshua. That's how he became Yeshua, the next leader, was because he attached himself very close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Here also. The Maila, what he wanted to do, it was an aspiration of being not being close as close as possible to Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew there's that feeling of trying to get close to a Rebbe, trying to learn more Torah. That aspiration, that urge, that attitude maybe of trying to chab more Torah. It's true. The physical aspect was just a simon of it, that he wanted to just get and more Torah, get to be as close as possible to his Rebbe. It didn't occur to him even to go back. Why should I go back for if I can be close to my Rebbe? Why should I go back for, especially at such an important time in history that Klal Yisrael is receiving the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is up there. It didn't occur to him to go back. I want to be next to my Rebbe. I want to be next to the source of Torah. I want to be dwelling here. I want to get as much Torah as possible. It's an attitude thing. It's an attitude thing. And that's what Yeshua is teaching us over here. I think it's a Moedig about. Have a great uncle. It made me think of two stories. One is my great uncle, Zichron Livrocha. My great uncle, he was a Talmid of Reb Shimon Shkop. He was a Yekker, but he was one of the very few that managed to go to Reb Shimon Shkop, and he learned by Reb Shimon Shkop in Lithuania. And he was and he was once asked, you know, before the war there was a big machloikas, a very unfortunate machloikas about Musa. In Lithuania there was a big machloikas as to whether one should learn Musa in yeshivas. It was an unfortunate, but a very tragic machloek. It's not yeshivas. They took Rabbi Sol Salam to Mahalach, and they said one has to learn Musa in yeshivas every day. One slot a day, or two slots a day, one should learn. And many yeshivas went, mamash, that one should learn Musa. All the yeshivas, Litvish yeshivas, they disagreed, and they said, no, yeshivas, there's no room for Musa in yeshivas. Musa is for other kind. Musa, there's no room for Musa in yeshivas. It was a very tragic machloikas, so much so that some yeshivas split into two, and it was some of the most prestigious and prominent yeshivas, they fell apart because of this machloikas of Musa. So I was on some curious once, and my great uncle was asked, no, by Reb Shimon Shkop, which side of the, did they learn Musa or not? And did Reb Shimon Shkop in the yeshiva, did they learn Musa or not? And then the reply was the most fascinating reply. He said, you know what, we didn't need to learn Musa. We didn't need to learn. We had Reb Shimon Shkop. We saw Reb Shimon, one of the G'dayli Talmid of Reb Chaim Briska, a godl, a tzaddik, a elichayit. He done without shachis. He done without mincha. He done without ma'ariv. He was there during Seder. We didn't need to learn Musa. We saw a living Musa safe in front of us. There was no need to learn Musa. We had it in front of our eyes. And that's that attitude. An attitude of just of gdolim, of tzaddikim, of getting more Torah from them. Also, it reminds me of another story that somebody once was involved in to cut the story short, it's a fascinating story, but somebody once said that he's not able to do a certain avera. Somebody had gone down and he wasn't really showing the Torah so much anymore, but certain avera he was unable to do. He said, because so wants the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Since he saw the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, certain avera is like beyond his, he's just not going to do those. He's just not going to do, because he saw the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. No, it's quite, but it's the attitude, I think. But Chassidim are very, very stark in this. See tzaddikim, see gdolim. Yeah. Anyway, having said that and having understood this Rashi of Yeshua ben Nun and why he stood there for 40 days, we're ready for the next Seif. In fact, next Simon, which is Simon Reish, Tinamafsi Kedele Borech. New Alok, we're very much towards the tail end of Hilchas Birkas HaMozoin, but there's still a few more simonim, couple of more simonim, and this is now what we're going to be learning is actually very crucial. It's about can you do an individual zimun or not? We're going to get clarity now. Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echot. Three people who ate together. Sif Aleph. Have you got it? Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echot. Now there's three people who ate together. Echot mafsik al kocho lishnaim ve'oine imohem birkas zimun. What happens if there is two people who are finished already and a third person is still eating? You are finished already, quite happy to bench ready and get moving, and that third is schlepping. Where is he up to? He's up to dessert, or he's not quite even up to dessert yet. He's still schlepping on. Now the question is, can you do, the two want a bench ready. Two out of the three, they want a bench ready. How about you say, two out of the three want a bench, but the third one is not ready yet. Can you do Zimun, yes or no? Can you do Zimun, or do you have to wait for him? Oh, you're saying you can do Zimun, and he's going to bench later on. Everybody agree to that? Well, what if it's two? One person wants to go already? We're getting a bit. Okay. So that's Shulchan Aruch. Shlosh Shochlu, but you're quite right. You're 100% right. Shlosh Shochlu Keachot, people who ate together. Echot Mafsik Al Kocho Lishnayim. One, Mafsik can be interrupted Al Kocho by force Lishnayim for other two. The Oine Imoem and the answer of them Bekazim and the Boch of Zimun. So, top of page 206. Even if he's not really interested in stopping, he wants to continue with his meal. He wants to have still a lot more time to eat. He's not interested in stopping. Nevertheless, he can be forced. It's sick, even if he doesn't want to stop. Whether he actually answers, whether Eino Oine is answering. He doesn't even have to answer. If he's making a protest over here, he's making a point over here. You wanna bench? Well, I'm not quite ready yet. You have to wait for me. And he's not prepared to answer. It doesn't make a difference. Kol shu oimei shom, as long as he's physically present, that's good enough for the zimun. Is that religious coercion? Is that what it is? Yeah, you're imposing something. So says Shulchan Aruch, says Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, She'ochlu ke'echot, Roitz Leima, She'ischilu lechot ke'echot. We're talking about a case that all three started eating at the same time. V'gomru shnai mehem, and two of them finished, chila, two of them finished earlier, ve'roitzim, and they wish, levorech to bench, because I'm also, they want to bench already. Sif Katan, base, mafsig al kocho, you can force him to stop. The matter is not depending on him, on his wish. If he wants to stop, from his meal, and to reply, only he must stop to eat now. Because you've got a majority negative against him, they do not need to wait. Don't need to wait for him. So the halacha is two people who want to bench, you can do zimun, they can do zimun and bench. The third individual is going to carry on eating. He can. And whether he answers or he's making a protest or he's making a point, he's not answering, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he's physically present, you can do zimun. Does he not need to answer? So what? So let me just finish with the words of Cotton Gimel, and that will clarify the matter. Bein einoy oine, roitzelema, she'afal pikeinem yoitzim yedi zimun. Those two, they are yoitze zimun. Although he didn't answer, kevin shu'oy mecham, since he's standing there, v'shemea, and he hears, v'yocholano is in his able of answering. Skip the bracket. Miu, however, who, him, bevadei einoy yoitze, he's certainly no yoitze, elim kein, unless, hifzik, he stopped the onay mohem and he answered with them. So we're learning of here a very important yesod. Three people, two of them are doing mezuman, and the third one is not. He's not even answering. So the halacha is you can do zimun, although the third one is not answering. They are yoitze zimun, although he's not answering. But the third one, he is not yoitze because he didn't answer zimun. So basically, in Lomdish Geret, we can say there's two dinim. There's two dinim over here. There's the aspect of the zimun taking place, and that there is yoitze. There is over here an obligation, a chiyuv of zimun. And if two people are saying zimun, and the third one is just present, that's good enough. However, with regards to the third individual who is not answering, he still has a chiyuv zimun, because he didn't answer zimun. But zimun to it. Does that make sense? It's a Lomdish Geret. Yeah? Does that make sense? There's two dinim. Yeah, how do you... Is that, yeah? So to answer your question, what was your question? Right, so as far as the zimun is concerned, the other two, correct, he doesn't have to answer. But as far as his own individual obligation is concerned, in terms of his own obligation, yeah, he needs to answer. Cheresh, that's a good question. We learned Cheresh Shoita im Mechavdun Mavinim Metzlafim Yezimun. Pardon? That if he's...
There is a Zimun here. The Cheresh will not be
there. It's a good word. Yeah. It's a very good vort. Are you, because you're assuming that he's not saying anything? Because Mishnah is Vamish very much in line with what you are saying. Mishnah early in Sifkot and Chav Ches, Tak is Mechalek, and he says that if you're talking that he's Yoitze, and he's Mitztaref, that's talking about a Cheresh who is Medaber. But Vayis Tichos, I think you're right. If he's not Medaber, you're going to say. Yeah. Ah, no, that could be not Torah Zimun at all. That's a very long shaila. Oh, let's think this through. Rabbi Feingold asks an interesting shaila, and I don't know the answer. Rabbi said, "What do you tie in it?" Rabbi Feingold asks, "What's the halacha of somebody who's not showing a Torah mitzvahs? He doesn't give Torah mitzvahs." So we discussed yesterday. If it's befahesia, he's publicly not doing mitzvahs, and he's the third individual by Zimun. We learned yesterday or 2 days ago. What's the halacha? He's doing it publicly. He's doing it in a bad way. Yeah. What's the halacha then? We learned? You can't count him in. Correct. You can't. So, Rav Feingold asked, so, but maybe still, he should, what's your nusach? How are you asking it? That Chayra should still be as a, you should still count him as one of the three. He's no worse. You're saying that he's no worse than somebody's not answering. Is that what you're saying? Do you agree? What do you tie in it? What do you say? Is he worse or the same than somebody not answering his Zimun? Can you still count him as one of the three? No. No? Somebody doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs. No. You can't. So the emphasis, I think the answer is, well, what do you tell him?
He's not being mechaven this time.
He's not being mechaven.
So he's not probably not in star to the chavura. That's the difference. There's no tzirus because the criteria now has changed.
No, I mean, I can hear the swear against what you're saying would be that he is not counted. His portion not counted. Even if he answers, he doesn't answer. He's got intrinsic lack over here that his portion not counted. He's as if like a nochi, like noshim, like a cotton. He is not counted.
So let's go even further. Is the mechaber talking about here where you know b'chavala he's not going to answer?
Even bein oine bein ein oine. Yeah, nevertheless. He's still not Yoitze, the individual. The third is not Yoitze, but you have got a matzav of Zimun.
Because the Kiyan was held beforehand in the summer. There were three of them. They sat down 2 weeks together, at which point immediately there's the Kiyan of Zimun held on all three of them.
On all three of them, yeah.
Now that it's held, you can't take it away.
Yeah.
But if you've got someone who was never going to be, there was never going to be a Kiyan of Chal in the first place, there's no Chalos of Zimun.
So you're the vulture for the last second.
Yeah. Okay, so the halacha, the nutshell is, two people who want to bench mezumen, they want to bench ready. Do you want to get on with it? They want to get on, so they can bench mezumen, although the third one has not finished his meal. And even if he says, "Yo, come on, you wait for me, I'm still in the middle of my meal, I still want to have dessert," it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to bench mezumen, although he is not ready yet. That's with regards to two, and the third one is waiting. Continues Shulchan Aruch, last word of the top line of page 206. Aval shnayim, but two, ein chayovim lahafsik lechol. What happens in the other case? One person is ready to bench already. One person is ready to bench, but two are still eating. Then where halacha is, no. Two people, you can't impose on two people to interrupt their meal. He should wait for a second friend. He should wait. So one person is ready to bench. He can't. He said, "Okay, I'm benching now, and you answer." Aval shnayim en chayim lahafsik lechol. Vilkach, therefore, en chiyuv zimun chal. The obligation of zimun is not started yet. Ad until shisratzu lahafsik lechol levoich, until there's at least two people are ready to bench. Veim loy ratzu lahafsik, and if two of them did not want to bench yet, vezimenu aleihem, but he benched mezumen anyway already. He said, okay, let's just do Zimun. And he starts benching. against the will of the other two, loy osoklum, it's worthless, it's useless, it's not counted, it's not valid. It's not zimun. Vim loy rotzu lehafzik, and if they don't intend to, they didn't intend to stop, af hu eni resha levorech, he is not allowed to bench at all. For lot says lashuk, he's not allowed to go out into the market, into the street. He's not allowed to leave the place. Achig murashnaim, until the other two are finished. Vizamin alem, and he does zimun with them. Sharikvan is chayevu bezimun, because he's got an obligation of zimun already. Vaich yevorech, below zimun, how can he bench without zimun? So the loch is, if there's one person who's finished, he's in a pickle, because he needs to wait for the other two. Zimon, he can't do Zimon, because you can't impose Zimon on two others. He can't do Zimon. To go out, he also can't go out. To bench, he also can't bench, because he's got obligation of Zimon, because he ate with three. So he needs to have, he has an obligation of Zimon. So he basically, he's doomed. He needs to wait now. He needs to wait. He can't bench, he can't go out, he's stuck. He needs to wait until somebody else, and then you've got two people, and he can impose Zimon on the third. So you need to wait. He can't go out. Shekvan ischayvu bezimun vayich yivorech poloi zimun, how can he bench without zimun? Yeah.
The same with 10 people, if you've got 10 people
chosen. What would be the case? You've got 9 people who are ready in the 10th, or you've got 3 people, or 4 people. What's the case exactly?
7 people aren't finished yet, and
3 are. No, you do not. Good question. If you've got 7 people who are finished, no, you won't have to wait. I don't believe you need to wait. You will not. Yeah, you will not. I like the question. Right. Seed base.
I think there's a very interesting Simchat Tei. Seems that the Bach is going
to run. Yeah, the Bach is Chorek with Mishbur, doesn't go with it. Only on the emergencies, yeah.
Yeah,
at the end he says, only if it's, he says, only if it's Hefzid Moment for Chedoyma. Yeah, you want to see the Bach? Okay, says the Bach Sif Cotton Hay. Einer Shai. The Bach Cholek al Zeh. The Bach disagrees. For Dai to his opinion is the Ein Chiyuv Zimun Chal. He says that the Bach disagrees in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that there is no obligation of Zimun Chal Ad Shigmur Kol Hashloishes Sudosam. The obligation of Zimun is only when 3 have finished the meal. Val Kain. Therefore, Koydim Shegomu Hashnayim. When 2 people have finished the meal, Reshai or Elchot Devorich Bufni Atzmon Volotzes. According to the Bach, if you've got 2 people who are not finished yet, and 1 person wants to go, so you know what? You bench and go. Why? Why can you go? 1 person, an individual, can bench and go. Why? Because there's no chiyuv zimun yet. According to the Bach, a very big chiddush, chiyuv zimun only starts, the chiyuv zimun is only created. Chiyuv zimun is a chal when everybody's finished, when you've got 3 people who finished. So therefore, if 1 person is finished and does till mid of the main course, and you just haven't got patience and nerves and time to wait, you can bench, because there's no chiyuv zimun. But all the achoyim, look at the words of Mishnah Berurah, all the achoyim, Chaykinov disagree. And in Sharetzin you see he brings the Taz, Ma'amamot Cheli, Rabbi Mogen Geboirim, Beis Meir, Maram Banet, lots of achronim. However, kol achronim chol kim alav v'daitem k'shulchanoch the pasken like the opinion of shulchanoch that the chiyuv zimun is created earlier. The mekiven the ischidu leechol biyachat, since they started the meal together, chal miyat chayv zimun aleim, the obligation of zimun falls on them straight away. So according to the consent, the majority of the poskim, chiyuv zimun starts at the beginning of the meal. And therefore you can't split, you can't separate, you have to wait for him, one person can't bench on his own, you have to wait until others. According to the Bach, Chiyuv Zimun only starts at the end of the meal, therefore if you finish early, you can bench and go. Because no Chiyuv Zimun yet. That's very good. When is this useful to know? When would it be geschmack to pasken like the Mogen Avraham? That's right, chaslis and simchas and dinners, where you just can't wait another hour. And if you didn't have in mind, Ramosha, assuming that, yeah, we go with that. If you didn't have in mind, you're doomed now. What are you going to do? You're going to wait until the end. You have what? Mitzvah times at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, come on. So some people have to work out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what are you gonna do? So according to the Bach, there is no chiyuv zimun yet. Mogramon paskins like that. No chiyuv zimun yet. Chiyuv zimun only by at the end of the meal. So if you're now before dessert, you're happy to go. So fine, bench and go. But Mishnah Berurah says ואין שום אחד מהם שעושה קודם של לברך בפני עצמו לא צריך. מי הוא? הרבי אמו יהיה טוב או נוחות מאוד. אבל כל האחרונים חולקים עליו בדעת משולחן אורך, מכיוון שהזכירו לאכול ביחד, חל מיד חייב זימון עליהם, ואין שום אחד מהם שגם עשו דוסו קודם רשע לברך בפני עצמו לא צריך. משנה ברורה says that all the אחרונים disagree with that, and they say no. By washing already, by the beginning of the meal, that's when chiv zimun starts. You can't leave early without having zimun. On the emergency situations, shenegelevs in moment, you're losing a lot of money, or similar, then you could be mekel, if there's financial loss, significant financial loss involved, then you could bench and leave early. It's better yet if you're not soimich on that at all. But yes, on the extreme circumstances, when it's talking about a financial loss, you're allowed to be mekel like the Magen Avraham. So what would be a case for that? What would be a case? Pardon? You're going to miss a flight. So what would be the case? You're by a simcha. You won't make it on time. So it's a financial loss. So if you bench on your own, you're going to make it. Yeah? And if you are going to wait for the end of the simcha, then you're going to miss the flight. That would be a very good example of where you're allowed to be mekel. Yeah. You're allowed to be mekel. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you use two people ready to bench and two of them are still eating but it's still the same amount of...
Oh, good. So then so you always look at three, although there's more than three, you look how many out of the three I have already. Yeah, good. You know what? The truth is we have to wait for Sipes for that. Okay? We'll cover that next Shemitzchem. But it's a good point. Very good point. You're on the right track. You want to say something? Yeah, okay, so that's that. So it's good, yeah, you're right, I mean, it's good to know, but halacha l'maisa, it's definitely better to rely on the Mishnah Berurah, and it's better to rely on the Moshe. It's definitely better to rely on the Moshe. Just before I finish off, I just wanted to mention, I saw an interesting svara today, with regards to Noshim. We tried to understand why Noshim, the minig is not Noshim to the Zimun on their own. Yeah, the minig is not, women don't do Zimun, generally.
I asked my sister-in-law about my twins. They didn't do bench. When they were engaged, they didn't bench.
Yeah, it stopped apparently some 40, 50 years ago, yeah. Some 40, 50 years ago, they stopped benching Zimun. But my information from my shvig is, and I know how old she is, yeah. Yeah, but I heard an interesting svara today. I saw an interesting svara today. Why women, because really, Mikradin, three women should bench Mizuman. And the minig is to make it, but the question is why, really? Again, I'm not questioning the minig. Again, minig is to El Torah, and yeah, I'm not questioning it, I just want to understand why the minig is like that. I saw an interesting svara today. Because lack of kvius. Women generally, women jump up in the middle of the meal. Right? They have to serve. Right? They have to serve, then jump up. Sometimes there's a kid here, a baby there. Sometimes you have to run and they serve. And there is a very different level of kvius than the men. Oh, you like the svara? It's a good svara, no? And therefore, the kvias is not a definite kvias. Therefore, they're not chayv zimun. They're not chayv zimun so much. Yes, absolutely. But as far as the chiyuv, the obligation of zimun is only if somebody was sitting kvias. But could be. One could argue that the chiyuv zimun is not on the benching, but it's on the way they ate. And since they ate in a more less conservative way, less formal way, because they kept jumping up, so therefore there is less kvias, and therefore there is less chiyuv zimun. We're just trying to explain the minik. And I think it's a good svar. But again, if enum nevim him, then nevim him, and that's the minik, and it's definitely, Yeah. Yeah, so that fits very nicely. Fits very nicely. I think it's a good svara. I think it's a very nice svara. Yeah. So we covered tonight the following halachas. We learned that shlosh ochel ke'echad, if there's two people who finished eating, they can force on the third one to bench because they need him for zimun. Two people, however, can't impose on the third one. That doesn't work. We learned that if a person benched and did zimun, and he was on his own, there was two people just listening to him. That's not the zimun, they're not yoitz the zimun. And we said that he's actually quite stuck, because what can he do? He can't go out, he can't bench, he just needs to wait until the other two are finished. We learned that the Bach is Mekel, and the Bach says that actually he can bench and leave early, because Chiyuv Zimun only starts at the very end. And therefore, if a person finishes and he wants to go, he can go, as long as is one person is himself. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that, doesn't like to pass like that, but he says on the financial loss and very, on the emergent circumstance, a person can be making like that, but otherwise not really. Yeah. Why is it that stone? Yeah.